Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
So the Lord told Abraham,
I have heard that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are utterly evil and that everything they do is wicked. I'm going down to see whether these reports are true or not. Then I will know. So the other two went on toward Sodom, but the Lord remained with Abraham a while. Then Abraham approached him and said, "Will you kill good and bad alike? Suppose you have 50 godly people there within the city. Will you destroy it and not spare it for their sake? That wouldn't be right. Surely you wouldn't do such a thing to kill the godly with the wicked. Why you would be treating godly and wicked exactly the same? Surely you wouldn't do that. Should not the judge of all the earth be fair?" And God replied, "If I find 50 godly people there, I will spare the entire city for their sake." Then Abraham spoke again, "Since I have begun, let me go on and speak further to the Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. Suppose there is only 45. Will you destroy the city for lack of 5? And God said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45. Then Abraham went further with his request. "Suppose there are only 40. God replied, "I won't destroy it if there is only 40. "Please don't be angry," Abraham pleaded. "Let me speak. Suppose you only find 30. And God replied, "I won't do it if there is only 30. Then Abraham said, "Since I have dared to speak to God, let me continue. Suppose there are only 20. And God said, "Then I won't destroy it for the sake of 20. Finally, Abraham said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak but this once more. Suppose only 10 are found. And God said, "Then for the sake of 10, I won't destroy it." And the Lord went on his way when he had finished his conversation with Abraham. And Abraham returned to his tent. That was the reading out of Genesis 18:20 through its entirety. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we also have Daniel to join. Good evening, Daniel. We'll have us on mute. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. We have Auntie Betty. We have Mr. Varner. Mrs. Varner. Reverend Allen. Mrs. Allen. Daniel. Loretta. And myself, Angela.
Amen.
Reverend Allen, would you like to lead us on Matthew 19:26?
Yes, I can read out of turn there. Matthew 26.
Matthew 26.
There it is, right there.
I hear what she said.
Repeat that.
Would you like to lead us on reading of Matthew 19:26?
Oh, 19:26. Okay.
That's it. I just gave it to you in the paper here.
But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With man that is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
Everybody's supposed to be reading it, saying it behind
me. Amen.
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 Yes.
And I will say the opening prayer and blessing of the line. If you will please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling and seeking truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you as one accord in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Well, today is an open session, so we're just going to do a round table and hope that you guys brought some good news to share. I'd like to start with Mrs. Garner.
Is it me?
Mrs. Garner, did you know?
Okay.
Ooh.
I can't hardly hear you. Okay, I'm going to read from the upper room.
Amen.
And it said, the master player. And if you can find this in Galatians 2:19-21, said, Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He said, I watched as my sister carefully stirred the strings on the guitar. After several attempts to explain to her a technique and to demonstrate it, I realized that another approach was required. Stepping behind her, I put my hand over her. Let me control the strokes, and then you'll be able to feel how this is supposed to work. My sister consented, but as I started to move her arm, I could feel her resistance. Just let me control the strokes, I repeated. But again, I could not feel her trying to move the pick across the string. Later, as I pondered this, in Galatians 2:20, came to mind. My sister was not able to allow me to guide her hand. I found myself asking how often I'm agreeing to allow the Spirit to control my life, only to immediately attempt to perform righteous. After from my own strength and understanding instead, I realize now that only by putting the string to work through me will I ever be able to truly follow Christ. And the prayer said, Dear Father, forgive us for the time when we depend only on our own strength. Teach us to rely on your Spirit, trusting you to work what is good through us. Amen.
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 Okay, I'm going to be coming from Job, the 14th chapter, 1 through 6 verse. Man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fade away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. And do you open your eyes on such a one? And bring me to judgment with yourself. Who can bring a clean thing out of any unclean? No one. Since his days determined, the number of his months is with you. You have appointed his limit so that he cannot pass. Look away from him that he may rest. to like a hot man, he finished his day. Amen.
Amen.
I can't hardly hear you.
Okay. I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, you can hear me? Yeah, I said I can't
hardly hear. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry about that. All right, Daniel? Would you like to say something this evening? Okay, well, I'm moving around. Reverend Allen?
Yes, I'll read a few scriptures from John, the 14th chapter.
Okay.
Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am, that you may be also. Whether I go, ye know, and the way, ye know." And Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Amen.
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 Amen. Well, I'm going to take my turn here, and I would like to read out of Ephesians 2,
mm-hmm.
1 through 18. It's a passage called A Holy Connection.
Mm-hmm.
When you start a computer in the morning, you begin work. Cables have to be connected for the system to function. And when we get into our cars in the morning, the electrical and the fuel system connections have to be complete before the car was run. Paul's letter to the Ephesian church discusses another kind of connection. Paul reminds us of how good we were in our own sins until God's grace,
mm-hmm.
His saving grace, found a place in our hearts. When we lived in sin and transgressions, our hearts were as lifeless as an unconnected car battery. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Many in American society said that African Americans could never amount to anything, but out of a people connected with God's grace came educators Booker T. Washington, scientists George Washington Carver, activists Vernon Lou Hammer, astronaut Warren McNair, singer Marian Anderson, and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Colin Powell. And now it has been God's grace that has saved us with that still leads us on. I'm going to add to that list is our president, Barack Obama. Paul also reminds us that when divisions once existed, Jesus has broken down the barriers. As God connected both Jew and Gentile in Jesus Christ, so he connects rich and poor, black and white, young and old. God's love and care bind us together as we move towards eternity. Paul's teaching gives us hope for a reconciled society. The joy is that it begins in you and in me. And this loving relationship Jesus Christ has done away with hatred and suspicion and has made peace between us. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, boy, it sounds double. Angela.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Your voice sounds double. Is there any way you can change that? That's why we can't see you good. It sounds like an echo.
Sounds like an echo, she said.
Did you hear that?
No, I don't. Well, I'm on the line with you. So.
Yes,
oh.
I hear.
Wow.
Psalm 34, verse 1 through 9. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fear. They looked unto him, and was lightning, and their face was not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped around and about them that fear him, and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fears him. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Loretta, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I will be coming out of the upper room, and my title is Living Water, and you can get the reading from John 4, 5 through 15. Jesus said, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them would never be thirsty. Following a week-long trip, my wife and I were at breakfast, gazing out on the porch at the lawn, and noticed that the plants was withered and some had seemed to be dead from lack of water. I immediately watered all the plants and started to water the lawn. I thought, maybe I could still salvage some of the plants. A short time later, I noticed some of the plants had perked up. They looked as if they were full of life and had been watered all along. What a truth. This experience reminded me of how we humans can feel alone, hopeless, sometimes relying solely on our own resources to solve our problems. Much like those withered plants, we cannot thrive without spiritual nourishment. We need the living water that only Christ can provide. Just as the Samaritan woman was given the opportunity to receive the living water for eternal life, we too can receive this living water through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
What did you say?
Daniel,
are you there?
Hello?
What did you, we can't hear you. What you saying?
I'm asking, is Daniel there?
Oh, Daniel. Oh, okay.
Hello? Y'all call me?
Hi, yes, I called you. You want to say something tonight?
Yes, I did want to read a little bit out of my book. I got Lowe's and Associates with me, Huber Lowe, and it's me.
Okay.
I'm reading out of Stupid Theology, okay?
Amen.
Out of my book, Thou Shalt Not Want. How can we know that we are ready to be God's mightiest warrior? We must be filled with the Spirit and ready to receive His anointing. Some claim when we are baptized in the Spirit, the only true manifestation is to speak in tongues. But this is not true. This is what I call stupid theology. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you will speak in tongues, but the reality is after your baptism with the Holy Spirit, you get hungry for more. Sometimes the gift of the Holy Spirit is presented, but we know not to speak in tongues because the gift of the Holy Spirit is more than a language. He is a person. If you are hungry and thirsty for the Spirit, you will drink from Him and quench your hunger and thirst. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Daniel. Alrighty, Pop, Mr. Barner?
Yeah, I would like to read the Gospel called of St. John, the 15th chapter, starting at the 9th verse. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue, you in my love. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you have loved one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servant, but the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I pray you that you shall go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pop, for that. Daniel, you said Hubert was there. Did he want to say anything? Daniel? Hubert?
You are Hubert?
Yes. Did you say he was there? Did he want to say something?
Yeah, he with me.
Does he want to say anything? That was one of them.
We can't hear you too good. Sound like a fact, did it?
All right, greetings. I'd like to say good evening, everyone. And I hope you all have a nice Thanksgiving. And realize that that starts the season to be jolly. Greetings for everybody that is happy and blessed. Well, that's what we give thanks and praise to the God that we serve for being here on this side of the world and this hemisphere. I would like to speak upon the blood for the Lamb, the gift that we need to focus on as receiving this year. And I'd like to congratulate Obama for winning a second time in this election. They give us a little more time to get ourselves in place and get our direction straight. Speaking upon the name of Joshua, the gift, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. To whomsoever shall believe in his name, whoever shall receive him, receive the Father also, they are the same. If you have seen me, it is written, you have seen the Father. The name is Joshua. He is also Jesus in interpretation in the Greek language. So we need to all study to show ourselves to be approved unto the God that is in us. And the same God that is in one is in us all. Getting back to the family of God. This book of Joshua, or Joshua in Hebrew, uses the account of the young warriors, rite of passage. Now, the rite of passage I became familiar with when I was involved in the group of Disabled in Action, who also have started a church, a light of hope for the handicapped or the disabled. They don't have to say they are handicapped. We are just disabled, okay? And they brought me forth to the rite of passage after they brought forth Reverend Peterson on the Day of Inclusion. So we need to be moving forward as a people in the Word of God. He said, he that continue in my word is my disciples indeed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the gift. The Lord left us a book of remembrance, a letter, so that we won't repeat the sins that our forefathers did back in the days of Chronicles of the Kings. Now, this light of passage to leadership over God's people, the transition of leadership from the legendary Moses, the lawgiver. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, Yahshua in Hebrew, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. I put an explanation point on that, Moses' minister. As it was stated earlier, the servant knoweth not what his master does, but I have called you sons and priests of the Most High God that we all serve, ignorantly, for them that have knowledge to know him. Moses, to his former young age, Joshua, is the movement of decision, as the people have to choose whether to follow the next in line of God's chosen leaders. The conquering of the promised land is the culmination of several victories is the peoples of Israel, the Hebrews, God's chosen people, those that are different, but chose to go be like other nations, and that's why we've been going through the trials and tribulations up until this point. Give thanks. As kings fail, as the results of God's favor upon the Israelites, those are the Hebrews, the ones who was under bondage for 400 years in the southern hemisphere and also the northern hemisphere. The fear of God was established throughout the land. The classic miracles of the well of Jericho, the walls of Jericho, and other miracles God performed for the leaders of the next generation, or some other exciting revelation of the book, which they call Logos. And any time we fight those evil forces, Remember what Jesus, Joshua did. It is written. Take it back to the first book that they gave us for education. The book begins with the challenge for young Joshua, Yashira, not to fear Jesus, but to take courage as he trusts in his God. The record continues through and the account of Joshua, Jesus, Yashira, until the later part of the leader's life. Then he states the classic challenge for the people to choose whom they shall serve. As for me and my house, stated Joshua, Yashira, Jesus, they would serve the Lord.
Amen.
Bless Allah. May the Lord add some blessing upon the reading upon his word, and may my words and meditation in my heart be separate in his sight. Toda, thank you all very much. Shalom.
Amen. Amen.
That concludes our round table. So what we will move on into our agenda for the sick and the set in. Back in here. Can you guys hear me? Okay. Ever caring Lord, for our families, Uncle Tim, Antonio Nellum, Daryl Nellum, Malachi, and Di, Billy Mitchell, Auntie Vasta, Michael Moody, Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Karen Favors, Mrs. Water and family, Lenny and family, Charles and Daniel Zook family, Jeanette Williams, Pamela Haynes, Tanya Laitler, Jason Rayo and mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, Eddie Goodmose, Matt Sue. Hope I didn't miss anyone else. But let me just pray here for a moment. And I just want to say something around letting go of yesterday. Our burdens today are from yesterday, but the past we cannot change. No matter what we do, there's not a thing we can rearrange. The burdens on our heart are so heavy that we carry from yesterday. What could we have done differently, and would it change today? The if only and the what if are not for us to know, but God leads us step by step, and He is in control. We need to look to the future and let go of the past. Although at times it's a God, we will hold fast. We'll trust in Him and realize that He's taking care of us. Let's go of yesterday's burden, and from then we'll be set free.
Amen.
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 Next item on the agenda is birthday greetings. The first of December, the last week of November, which does include the first of December. I'm going to find my clip.
What is this?
I got it. I have Alicia on the first. Nadia on the first. Do we have anyone the last week of November?
The 25th through December 1st.
Right. Any other November birthdays? I don't have any on my list.
None on mine.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, Loretta, would you like to sing happy birthday to the on December 1st?
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Alicia and Nadia. Happy birthday to you and many, many more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Many, many more. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Moving on around in the
agenda to praises and testimonies.
Are there any praises and testimonies or
songs or poems that anyone would like to say at this time? I would like to recite a poem by me.
Mm-hmm.
And the heading said, Retracting My Step of the Day. Lord, as I retract my step of the day, did I allow my light to shine, or was it somewhat tucked away? Was it puny ember that never got a chance to glow, or did it develop into a brilliant, beautiful glow? Did it go out as soon as advantage wind came, come past, or did it endure, thrive at last? Did I wear a smile that said, I have a joy that the world can't take away? Or did the expression on my face say, don't you dare mess with me today? Did I afford others the gift of patience that you so graciously give to me? Or did I lose sight of this face and act selfishly? Did my demeanor and actions show through rather than characteristics that glorify you? As I ponder, evaluate these questions each day, Lord, please let my light shine bright to help show others the way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I have a praise report. It's Auntie Betty.
Huh?
On yesterday, Will and I celebrate 56 years. God has blessed us to be married 56 years.
Oh,
and I
congratulations.
Glory.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Amen. Congratulations.
Wow. Awesome.
That's older than you guys.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord. 56
years. I've only been living that long.
I know it. But it's a blessing.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Y'all, bros, y'all give thanks right now.
You got to keep that secret
to you all.
I know, share that secret, Aunt Beth. Share that secret.
I will. I'm going to write a book.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, good thanks, Dad. Good thanks.
Amen, though.
Well, the floor is open. I have a testimony, and it's sort of like a little piece of two songs. Yeah, it ain't going to be long, if I may. To the host. Okay, I'd like to send this out to the Nellon family, to my grandmother Minnie. We call them Grandma or Grandma Minnie.
Yeah.
And I would like to say, when I stumbled across this phonograph, it sort of made me smile, but then I began to laugh. Grandma's hand picked me up on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand pick me up before I fell. Grandma's hand, don't you know they really did come in handy? She said, oh, baby, don't you run so fast. You might step on a piece of glass, but it might be snake there in that grass. And that was Grandma's hand. See, Grandma, it sort of took me to find Jesus. See, it's sort of like, you know, Grandma always had those old time remedies, you know. She had all the kids. Yeah, you're going to church Sunday morning. You better believe that. I don't care. And you better have something to put on that. Put up nothing to give to the Lord. Something to put in the offering, they say. So this is the other part of the song. So we can hook it up together later on, maybe Christmas time or somewhere. Jesus is my doctor, and he gives all of my medicine. But he writes down all love prescriptions in my book on the room. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The fruit of the spirit.
Amen.
And we have nine, which is the fruit of the spirit. And you don't have to, and there is no law to them. And, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and if you got all those, there's no law against us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hold on, Matthew. With all that, amen.
All right. Okay, well, we're ready to get to the reading of Matthew 6:9.
Now we, or probably want to give out parts. Which one first?
I'll give out three parts.
Okay, I'll give out parts, just to those that are here. Mom, I'm giving you Isaiah 12.
The what?
Isaiah 12. The next week program, which we read when we need comfort.
Okay, you're giving me next week's program. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What you gave me?
Isaiah 12.
Still can't hear me.
Isaiah 12.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Auntie Betty?
Yes.
2 Corinthians 7, 6 through 13.
Okay.
Are you taking on Carrie's part? That's a no. Miss Allen.
Yes.
Isaiah 40.
Isaiah 40.
1 through 11. Yes, ma'am. Reverend Allen.
Yes.
Jeremiah 31.
Right.
10 through 13.
Jeremiah what?
10 to 31.
You got to have a chapter. What chapter?
31. Chapter 31.
1 through 10.
10 through 13. I'm sorry. 10 through 13.
I got it.
Hubert?
Yes, I.
2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 7.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Thank you.
I'm through a letter.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Now, Mr. Winnet and Claire.
Claire. Miss Allen, would you like to lead us in this record prayer?
Excuse me?
Would you like to lead us in the serenity prayer?
I can. Okay, God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept the thing that I cannot change. The courage to change the thing that I can change.
The courage to change the thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Okay. I will do Matthew 6:9, and then I'm going to turn it over to Loretta to close us out.
I thought we were closing out Psalm 23. I wanted to do the closing of Psalm 23. Can I do that?
We did Psalm 23 last week, but you can always do whatever you like, Diamond.
Yeah, I still love Psalm 23, though.
Amen.
But the Spirit guides us that way. That's where we will go.
Amen. Everybody bow your head, please. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to call that Psalm 23. But it's myself and I tell him I won't. I'm reading this book to you. Y'all need to find this book. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me Amen. I can't go no farther.
You got swallowed up.
In the presence of my enemy.
Your prayer is cut off.
You spirit of goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Bless our life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks to both of you. Awesome. Awesome job. Okay. Loretta, I'm turning over to you to close us out. Closing prayer.
Okay. That concludes our program for tonight. The Mellon family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. I pray that there was something shared tonight that will help you through your busy week. Remember, you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So the next time your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. Amen?
Amen.
God loves you and so does
amen, amen. I love everybody. Y'all have a good week. Everybody be blessed and everybody be safe.
Amen.
Good night.
Shalom, shalom.
Good night, everyone.
Amen, amen. That concludes the Nellie Family Weekly Prayer Service. Good night.